Maddie.
I didn't think I'd see you around this tunnel again.
Well, you know, there's only so many tunnels in this playground, children's playground, that we are worming about, so gotta run into your worm ex every once in a while.
I thought we agreed that if something like this would happen, that we would agree to chop ourselves in half and let those two halves fight each other to the death while the other two watched. Are you still amenable to that?
I am disgustable to that.
Explain yourself.
I realized that us worms are too comfortable with death.
You question our culture?
I think.
We live in the ground. The ground consumes us. We are one with the ground. Whether we wriggle in the ground or rot in the ground, we are the ground. It is the worm way.
It is the worm way. I want to be one with myself.
This is revolutionary and blasphemous. Things that attracted me to you, but also repulsed me as well.
I don't do well with structure or authority, and that is why live in the underground. The underground of the worm underground, which is just deeper
you live
in the dirt.
Deeper below, you believe in the down, down, down below.
That's right, and I have worm scars, and I have a worm ripped sleeves.
Which furthers the question, why are you here at this worm playground on the underground? You're in the wrong neighborhood, Dolly.
We're planning it. A worm uprising.
And you're telling me the Secretary of Defense?
You're under oath.
You're right, I have secretary opponent confidentiality. I'm not allowed to reveal that to anybody. As long as you're open about it.
So, if you could just keep these worm dealings between us.
Oh, I hate it. It was literally my duty and my job conflicting, and also my personal feelings for you as well. Also make this very conflicted for me. What say we, I don't know, why don't we put these wars behind us and go grab some dirt to talk things over?
Okay. We are worms. And worms don't feel.
We are worms.
Some kids don't believe we're real. We are worms.
That's true.
We poop and then we eat it.
Yum.
We are worms. But we also have political dealings. We are worms. We have fun. We are worms. We're not done. We are worms. Fun. We are worms. We're not done.
True. Everything you've said is true. We are a strange species, are we not? Enemies are able to speak calmly one to another, even while planning war. The humans would not understand our ways as we don't understand theirs.
We are worms. We don't have eyes.
We are worms.
We're full of lies.
We are worms.
We don't despise.
We are worms.
We never cry.
We are worms. We have one kid. That's the one policy we did. We are worms. We like to fight. And we will fight all day and all night.
We are worms. We have wars. We have political crimes, of course.
We are worms, it's sure. And today you are declaring war. So be it.
I'm not trying to declare war.
You did.
I just ran into my ex.
Which is an active war in the worm kingdom. I can't say anything, but everyone around me knows
That's
what
right.
this means.
Everyone knows in a breakup you have to pick sides.
Yes.
And in our case, our whole civilization of worms picks a side.
That's true.
Are you pro-Maddie or pro
You're Dolly.
Dolly. And you're Maddie.
And I'm Maddie.
That's right. Yeah, to pick a side, which ex is best?
And this all makes sense because... we are worms. It just makes sense. What worms do? Are you on the fence? We are worms.
You pick sides. You're a worm. You can't sit on the fence.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday.
Musical Monday. We hope this musical doesn't make you squirm.
Because the title is We Are Worms.
Musical Monday. Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shade, Improv Broadway. If this is your first time tuning in to Musical Monday, this is a show where we review songs from musicals and plots from musicals and characters from musicals and themes from musicals. Mm-hmm. And you saw just a little bit all of those in those the opening song of We Are Worms, the musical. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say ants probably get the most love in fiction when it comes to anthropomorphizing the insect world. But, you know, there are, I think if you're going to take all the worms in the world and put them in a big ball, I think that's a pretty big ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, each worm is worth dozens, if not 100 ants, right?
Right, right. I wouldn't be surprised if the mass of worms is more.
Yeah. You see Dune? This is big worms.
Big
it's
old
a big worms.
Worms.
Big old wormies.
That's true. Good point. Dune started representation.
Yeah. The thing that's sad about worms is they don't ever metamorphosize.
Right.
They just have to be a worm the whole time.
Right. You've got queen ants and drone ants and all these different types of ants and bees. A worm's just a worm.
I think it'd be cool if worms metamorphosized into humans.
Wow.
If they had a cocoon and then when they came out, they were full humans.
You know, knowing some humans, that might be a thing.
Yeah.
There might be something that used to be worms.
That's true. We haven't proved that that's not real.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about science is that it could be real until proven.
I've seen no evidence otherwise.
Proven not guilty.
Well, have you played Earthworm Jim, the video game documentary?
Why would I?
Right. Great question. It is a worm. I think I'm pretty sure it's just a worm in a man suit, in like an astronaut suit, and its head is the size of a big worm, and somehow its little tail is able to work its arms. Yeah, okay. I remember playing it as a child.
Have you seen 10 Ways to Eat Deep Fried Worms?
No. Have you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Worm Balls?
Yeah, great movie.
I love that movie.
Worm Brent.
But yeah, we see kind of this. So let's break down how worm society works. Since they're all the same, they're all equal because there's no queen, there's no queens, there's no dukes or whatever. So that way, when anyone affronts anybody, it's war.
Well, specifically breakups.
Breakups, specifically.
Because they try, they're like, they don't want to consider themselves emotional, but at the end of the day, they are because that's how wars happen.
Yeah, all wars are emotional. Find me a logical war.
Okay, I'm going to take that back. That's a huge scene.
It's interesting in this wormy world because they're all the same. That includes like talents and skills.
Yeah.
Very little difference between each worm other than just like, you know, the way they smile, the way they wriggle about. So at the beginning of every quarter, they draw jobs out of a hat.
Yes.
Because they kind of all have the same aptitudes.
Poop.
Yeah, eat poop. Like, who's going over there?
Whose turn is it to go end up on the sidewalk after rain?
Right.
Yeah.
But this is really about, because the author of the play, which some would say a screenwriter, and others would say a playwright.
All of those things have been said about this person. They're multifaceted.
I say a poet.
But they wanted to show that their craft so well by saying anything is relatable to humans, even worms.
Yeah.
And so that's why he created a world that he thought was relatable, which is if you go through a breakout, it causes a breakup causes a full-fledged war. In your town.
That's right. And he wrote this play for his partner, and he said, "Would you love this play even if it were a worm?"
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's based off of, you know,
Helen of Troy.
It is. It is.
Only in the fact that...
There's a war.
There is a war. And love. But he wanted to claim that.
But he did. Yeah. He said it's the Helen of Troy of worm-based musicals.
The Warren of Troy.
The Warren of Troy. Going to war. He really tried to make that merch work.
So in this next scene... it's kind of a fun little song where it's mixing, just trite little things that happen in a breakup where, you know, when people don't actually do things wrong, but you just want ammo.
Yeah.
So they take that, but then also it's in a worm world. So it's like.
An extra layer of interesting. Yeah, and so
I've heard that this song was kind of the first thing that the author had come up with. He's like, you know what? I've never seen worms break up.
Yeah,
and I imagine it would be a little something like this.
Yeah, and so is this with Molly and Dolly? What was the other person? We got Dolly, and we have
Maddie.
Well,
I think this is just one side of the war of the worm war, where they're gathering weapons. Physically, and they're also gathering metaphorical ammo of like, can you believe that the other worms did this?
Yeah.
They're like trying to rile everybody up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, after a breakup where you're with your friends.
Yeah, they support you. Yeah. Nuance is gone.
And then you're just like, can you believe that they started dating again? It's like, how could he?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Well, you are broken up. Right. No one says that.
Yeah.
So it's like, he should be single forever.
Right.
Yeah. So it's that, but at the same time, they're gathering worm weapons.
Yeah, so it's...
Which, and you have to use your imagination about, like, what kind of a weapon can a worm wield? And you're gonna find out in this song. This song goes into, I wouldn't say too much detail, but just the right amount of detail.
And you also have to use your imagination of, like, what worm relationship problems could there be?
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what else this is based off of?
What?
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yeah.
And he takes this very seriously. Yes. He said, what if we were all worms?
Hold on, are we talking about the playwright or are we talking about the fictional characters? Because they are worms.
Yes.
So they wouldn't ask what if.
Yeah, I'm talking about the playwright.
The playwright, of course.
Yeah, I'm saying this whole play based on the question, would you still love me if I was a worm? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And his wife said no. And so he divorced her.
I wish we had said that in the very beginning of this episode. Okay. Because that's a beautiful premise. What if we're all worms? Can love exist
Kind of, this whole musical is kind of a study on that. Like, can love still be love if we're just all worms?
If we're blind,
there's
worms
three layers
with no
in this
arms.
Song. They are collecting weapons, they're collecting gossip on the other side, and they're asking themselves, are we even worthy of love?
And honestly,
at
I think
all?
That last one, I think like the final song in the musical really delves into that one.
This is more just like implicit kind of leading up to
that. It sprinkles in. It's really setting up for that last song.
But this is really, I hate to call it a gossip. I hate to call it that. So I won't.
Don't call it that. You never have to. It can just be what it is.
I hate labels. I hate putting things in boxes. So it's not that. But
let's call it a support your friends through their breakup with reckless abandon. Song.
Yes. I think that's a great. And also pretending your friends are worms.
In this song called.
Because they are.
In the song called Care Support. Okay. Because air support, that's a war thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Maddie took another worm to that dirt spot. Did you hear that? Maddie took three worms to the makeout dirt spot.
Did you hear? Dolly's dad has health issues, but she didn't show up.
Okay.
Did you hear? That she didn't even give a dad a cup.
I'm sorry. Wormule, I don't think you quite understand what we're doing
what
here.
What is it, Wormula?
We're supporting Dolly with her breakup.
Oh.
We're not gossiping about you should be a better worm friend.
Sorry, I think I went to the wrong meeting. I'm supposed to be doing that for the other side.
Okay.
Don't kill me, Kay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Freebies?
All right, slither on out here, you worm.
Did you hear that Wormule is a real bad guy? Did you? He didn't even understand. Think that
Larry,
he's...
Larry, what? No, we're not crap-talking Wormule. We're crap-talking Maddie specifically. He's the... Dolly, it's right there. We're trying to support her.
That's where Dolly...
After a breakup, she's drinking worm wine, and we're listening to Wormer Swift.
Of course.
And we need to support her.
I'm so embarrassed. I gotta go home.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Freaking Larry didn't understand the assignment. What a stupid fool. If you're gonna show up to a supportive meeting, you have to understand the rules.
Okay. Careworm.
What is it, Wormula?
We really should just be talking crap about Maddie.
Oh.
And not Doll, and not anyone else.
That's well, I think Larry actually liked Dolly a lot. So I think it's like I'm bashing on him for like not understanding the assignment, and that's how I'm showing support for Dolly.
Okay. Cool.
But I'll also leave. I gotta get out of here. I don't like this oppressive thing. Freaking care worm without a care. Freaking care doesn't understand, is unaware. I understand what to do. Dolly is the best, and Maddie's poo.
Gather the troops for care support.
Gather the troops for care support.
We gotta have the backs of other worms.
Gather the troops for care support.
So, we can't talk about anybody else, right? Because Wormula's been pretty bossy this whole time.
No! We're supposed to be talking crap about one specific ex-worm friend.
Dolly, do you really want Wormula to be the head of your wormies?
Now that you're thinking about it, she has been taking over my whole...
Wormula is a real bad worm.
She's the wormst.
I don't like her worms at all. She is the first to go.
Gather the troops for care support.
Gather the troops for care support.
We got your back, Dolly, of course.
Gather the troops for care support.
Do you feel better, Dolly?
No.
What a beautiful... Sometimes a little misunderstanding can craft a 3-minute song.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That does happen.
It does. It does. We often pick musicals that happen.
Yeah. So this poor broken up with worm got almost no help from her friends at all.
Right.
Yeah. But they're going to war, and now they don't even know why. Mm. They didn't spend the time to like really understand what had gone on with her and what had happened to her and like... But they're going anyway, and she's like, well, now they're not even going for me.
Right, they don't have the... They don't really have any, like... what's the word? Like...
Reason to care.
Right.
They don't really have any context for why they care about the relationship.
And, you know, you didn't see that, but the whole time the worms are gathering wormzookas, mm-hmm. which are what they call... you know, they really don't have any, like, appendages.
Yeah.
So they just have to fight with, as we discussed in the beginning, their tails. They can either cut off their tails and send it flying to the other side.
Yeah.
Or they can use, you know, their extractulars.
Yeah. They got worm sukas and extractulars. And that's all, like, up to this point, that's all you've needed in war.
Yeah. It really, like, once the two sides collide, it's kind of WrestleMania. You know?
Just, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's right. And, but in this last song, it's you know, all the worms have died. Except for the two that had broken up.
It's really sad. An entire civilization is gone.
Because the sprinklers did go off.
It did.
And it was raining.
Yeah. Ooh, double trouble.
And so...
They're all up at the elementary school, just getting squished by kids.
Right, and nature was not on their side.
Right.
And so,
or nurture.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this is the song that dives more into, you know, can you love a worm?
Yeah. Can a worm love something, and can a worm be loved?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Right. And they don't get back together.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
They don't. They stay broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like the whole situation wasn't really about them and each other.
Yeah.
It was more... like what they thought they deserved individually and what they're capable of, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's hear this song called Can You Love a Worm? Everyone I know is dead. Boo-hoo. And I'm here with you instead. You. Oh, how things took a turn when I tried to love a worm. It led to the extinction of everyone I know. So it begs the question, when will I learn? Oh, this moment I ask, can you love a worm?
I didn't know if love could even be true, man. But I gotta ask you, would you love me if I was a human? Just one worm asking another worm, if we change fundamentally, could you still, do you think you could still love my personality? If it was worm personality transported to a human body, I would be a worm freak. Do you think you could even love me?
It's hard to think about you with appendages. It makes me cut up inside emotional bandages. Could I love you with a head of hair? Or such a freakish visage, would I even care? I'll throw that question back to you. If I were a human, what would you do? Could you still have conversations with me at 6 foot tall?
Just one tiny squish, I'd be gone, I'd have no one to cry for. But there's a question even deeper, it's gonna make my heart bleed more. Could you love me
contextual? I'm not even sure if worms are asexual. Do worms have eggs? I don't even know.
How do we make babies? I also don't know.
Where do we come from? We spring from the ground. How do we form any sort of worm town?
I don't even know how we as worms are communicating. The knowledge hurts.
Oh, I don't even know what's love. Am I talking to your head or your butt? I don't know anything at all.
Can a worm love a worm?
Can a worm love a worm?
Can a worm love a worm?
Can a worm love a worm? I think we
want to learn.
Can a worm love a worm? They go their separate ways.
They leave.
They leave.
Well, because the third grader comes back. Because the third grader, he also ate some of the worms in the battlefield.
Yeah, honestly, that's how most of them died.
Yeah. It's just a big...
He was like, oh, worm battle.
Ooh, yeah. Yum yum.
Yeah. Every grade has a worm eater.
Oh, yeah.
And just to, like...
In the comments, say who your worm eater was. We all know.
If you don't have one, it's you.
Raymond Lerma. I know it's you.
Because, it's really sad. They're just trying to get attention, and they don't have other, like... ways to those third graders don't have other ways, and so yeah. But anyways, he came back, and so they scattered, and they never saw each other again.
They saw each other. The question continues to this day to mm-hmm. go unanswered.
Mm-hmm. I challenge Bill Nye to answer, can a worm love a worm? Mm. I challenge him, Bill, to create a video. Buddy?
Let's hear it.
Hey, we know you follow us, Bill, on a shadow account. We know your user 312178469.
Yeah.
We know that.
That's right. I'm just saying sometimes art answers what science cannot.
Right. Like?
Can a worm love a worm? What's it like to be an ogre? And Shrek. blow a fish up like a balloon.
Fish and a frog up in a balloon. Yes.
Science
could never
answer. Failed us on that front.
The calculations didn't make sense until DreamWorks made it a fictional reality.
They answered that question.
And the question we hope you'll answer is, will you tune in with us next week? I mean, how could you not? When we do that hard-hitting questions like, can worms be loved at all? But the one thing we do sure love, dear listeners, you, as you tune in with us every week, as you squirm your little eyeballs onto the screen, up or down, who cares? Because what we care about is loving you here